Fast and Furriest 2 Fun Walk is coming to an estate near you. It'll leave you panting for more. It's the second doggy escapade in the action series, starring doggies and owners of all abilities. Registration is from 7:30 in the morning, and then it's off on a rough and tumble get your paws dirty quest through the newly sculpted golf course, over the odd hill or two, ending at the Zimbali Lake Center to sniff out the local dog community and a good tail wag. Call 087-095-2742 or visit zimbalilakes.co.za for more information.
That's right, get your tails wagging. This is your weekend. The Fast and the Furriest 2 fun 5-kilometer family-friendly, doggy-friendly walk. And if you missed the first one at Zimbali Lakes Resort, well, you don't want to miss the second one. Trust me. And listen, I mean, I might be slightly biased, but I've got two guys in the studio who are definitely biased from the Zimbali Lakes sales team. We've got Dave McGregor in the house, heading up the sales side of things. Dave, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing exceptionally well, thank you. No complaints.
Awesome to have you back in the studio. Thank you. And alongside you, Wayne Krambeck, Senior Vice President of Zimbali Lakes Development. Wayne, how you doing, man?
Yeah, awesome, Mike. Again, fantastic to be here. How bad can it be?
Hey, Thursday, getting a bit like a Friday already, and even more exciting because this weekend we get to get the leads out and get the tails wagging. Fast and the Furriest 2, building on the fun and the success of the first outing. And since then, things have been progressing like at a rate of knots as far as the Zimbali Lakes development. And I think it'll be quite an eye-opener for those that took part in the first one to see just how far things have developed since then. I mean, what's the picture looking like as far as, I mean, I know that golf course is coming to life beautifully, hey?
Well, Mike, that's the exciting part of doing these things. And the reason we spread them out over a sort of a two-month period is really just to show people how much actually happens in that period of time. So, you know, we've chosen this route very carefully so people can see that change. We had a good turnout last time, and now we're taking them on a different route where they can see a real golf hole that is almost ready for playing.
Wow.
With houses in the background, a house. We've got a resident moving in at the end of this month in a house that we passed that walk on. It's just absolutely amazing. With 13, 14, 15, 16 homes under construction, another 19 coming out in the next month or two. So it's exciting to get people out there and see what we're doing.
Yeah, man, it's all happening. And look, Dave, from your side, as the guy that heads up sales, I mean, once you get people on the ground, I mean, it sort of sells itself, doesn't it?
It does indeed. You know, I always say to people, if I can just get them there, it's 80% of the sale. Because once you're there, it's like being in paradise. We've got a little saying in the office. If you live at Zimbali Lakes, where do you go on holiday? I mean, we got everything. And the nice thing is Wayne's being very humble. Yeah, he's actually prepared specifically the fourth golf hole. So we're going to do a turnaround point on the tee box for the fourth hole. And as you stand there, it's in the forest, almost like this green that sits above the trees.
Wow.
And that's been prepared specifically just so that people can stand there and soak up the ambiance and just enjoy the surroundings. And I'll be there with my contract.
Of course you will. And look, it's not just a random thing. I mean, having a family-friendly dog walk is awesome any day of the week. But the fact of the matter is Zimbali Lakes is purposefully pet-friendly. And that is such a big thing nowadays, to try and find an estate that is accommodating of the whole family, including the fur babies. Am I right, Wayne?
Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, these little fur babies, as you refer to them, become a really big part of our family. You know, I've got two at home myself, and I tell you, without them, it's like losing a child. You know, at the end of the day, so they're a very important part of where we live and how we live. At the end of the day, so you know, you're not just having pets at Zimbali Lakes. It's all the walks that we have, the different activities and places that you can take your pets as well, that make a massive difference.
And of course, speaking of making a difference, you know, there is heart at the core of this whole thing, and in support of Sable's Creatures, this is going to be a great chance for folks to, I believe, you can interact and possibly even adopt a rescue dog on the day. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's some people aren't blessed enough to have any pets at the moment, and they might have lost them, and this is a great opportunity to engage again and and added a really nice addition to your family at the end of the day. So
super cool. But now listen, it's as open and accessible as it can possibly be. Free entry, no need to phone ahead and register. Rock up. The fun walk begins at 8 o'clock. Am I right,
Dave? Yeah, it begins at 8 o'clock. So come at 7:30 and register. Because we've got great prize draws as well. So your name goes into the draw for after you've done the 5-kilometer walk. But the big thing is that what we noticed last time as well is it's not only the pets that come. People bring their prams. They bring the kids. They bring their friends. And it becomes a heck of a social occasion. And, you know, so 8 o'clock, the walk gets underway. You're done and dusted by 10 o'clock. You've had a great morning out in our KwaZulu-Natal winter. I mean, if you can ever, hello, call it winter. There's watering points all along the way, so it's going to be just capital fun.
Capital fun, capital fast and furious too. And speaking of number two, poop bags will be provided. So you've thought of everything. There's also going to be a coffee station available. And just remember that if you are bringing your four-legged friends, all dogs need to be on a leash just to make sure everyone's on their best behavior and we all play nicely together. And I mean, it was great last time just to see all these doggies getting along. Because, you know, no one has laid claim to the territory yet. It's all pretty virgin. Yeah. I mean, that fourth tee box will probably have a few markings on it, but that's how they may turn around. But this is going to be a great day for the family. This Saturday, folks, the 24th of June, registration from 7:30 a.m. The walk gets underway at 8 a.m. Bring the prams, bring the dogs, bring the leads, and bring your A-game, bring your walking shoes. It's going to be an awesome morning out. Weather's looking great. And spread the word. Tell your friends. Let's make it a day out, a day to remember. Fast and the Furriest too. And from your side, Wayne, any last word you want to throw out there to the listeners?
Mike, I think just, you know, the route that we've chosen, David, a big hand in it. So I can assure you it's an easy route because he doesn't like any hard walk. So for anybody that thinks that there's going to be tough out there, it's a really mild walk. There's one or two small little hills. But as we said, there's some nice watering holes in and around that where you can stop, soak up the views and really just enjoy everything that Zimbali has. You know, I think we're the only state in the country that has 20 hectares of lakes, golf course, and ocean views in many of these areas. So, you know, we want people to come and see that, understand what this beauty is and what this estate actually has to offer, because it really, really is something special. So we look forward to seeing the families out there enjoying a great time with us. It's relaxed. There's coffee going to be served. There's going to be some popcorn and some slush puppies for the kids. So it's there's something for everybody to enjoy when they're there. So
amazing stuff. Dave, do you second that notion?
Absolutely, yeah. And bring your best game.
We'll see you on Saturday, guys. I'm already itching, pulling at the collar.
Awesome.
Radio Life and Style giving you that scoop. And put it in your diary right now. The Fast and the Furious 2. Zimbali Lakes is the place to be this Saturday.